Imagine yourself sitting on a Parisian cafe, sipping your café au lait. You look at your coworker sitting just across from you while you have a strategy meeting, right here in Paris, with a view to the Eiffel Tower. But you're not on a business trip together. In real life, you're both sitting at home in this very moment, but you have chosen to do the meeting in the metaverse. When you first get the picture, the metaverse seems futuristic and the opportunities even more dreamy. Maybe we'll be able to handle even more tasks with our very own AI twin and work from a sunny island, but without getting the sand into our keyboards.
This is a three-dimensional world where, as you guys are watching me, imagine you're watching me in a digital world where you can't even tell the difference. Where you could be walking around a three-dimensional version of yourself in this alternative universe. That's the metaverse.
But is the metaverse for all kinds of employees? Do we need huge equipment to enter the metaverse? And isn't there a potential risk of us getting lonelier when we don't get that special in-person touch? And instead, just sit day in and day out in front of our screens without any other inputs from the world around us. Welcome and thanks for tuning into Work 3.0, the podcast about a future workplace where we'll dig deep into the trends and get you valuable tips to create the best work days. My name is Sissel K. Nørgaard, and I'll be your host. Today, I've been joined in the studio by Karina Rothoff-Brix, who is country manager for Firi, the Nordic region's largest cryptocurrency exchange. Welcome, Karina.
Thank you very much.
And the reason I've invited you to join the conversation today is because you've been writing a very interesting article about how work in the metaverse is developing with the title, Welcome to Your New Job in the Metaverse. But let's start another place. If you can maybe explain to the listeners, what is the metaverse?
Yeah, definitely. So the metaverse is a virtual world, you can say. And we often distinguish between the metaverse and metaverses. So often when we look in the media, it's all the same. But it's exactly like when we talk about the metaverse, it's one world that is interconnecting with every other single virtual world. So that's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about different metaverses. So virtual worlds that have different features and different possibilities of working within in the future. Just to be clear on that one.
Yeah, sure. And how do I get to the metaverse? Do I need some kind of equipment? You know, we have all seen these VR sets, virtual reality sets and virtual reality gloves maybe. So how do I get there?
So there's different ways of getting to metaverses. Some of them you can just tune on to your laptop and then you're actually like going into a game. If we know all of those games that are very like realistic to play, that would be the future metaverse. But we also have the other metaverses that you're talking about where I need the headset and I need the VR to actually enter it or feel that I enter it. But what we're seeing right now is that there are different ways of actually building up the metaverses and the experiences will be different. So as for now, you can definitely sit in front of your laptop, make an avatar, and then just walk around with your avatar as if you were playing like a video game.
And an avatar is like this digital version of yourself, am I correct?
Yeah, that would be like, it could be like an avatar that you just create, like when you go in, for example, for those who have played Sims, if you go in and you make your own person, you make your own what do I want to look like a cartoon avatar, for example. But we also see an emerging like technologies here. So we are moving towards that I can 3D scan myself and then actually have like, as you're saying, like me, myself in an avatar in the metaverse.
All right. Very cool. And what do work in the metaverse look like right now? Is it mostly these gaming universes where you play to earn something or what does it look like right now?
Well, yes, that would be like most gaming as for now, if we look at the grade scale. And that's also the article that you referred to was the one that we saw during COVID, that one of the blockchain gaming universes or metaverses called Axie Infinity actually had like a couple of millions users and 1 million on their paying list. So they were gaming, but also earning money that they could spend in the real world. So that was my point of making this article on, okay, we're talking about this remote link work when we're sitting on Zoom or Microsoft Team and so on, but there's actually a whole other level to the remote work. But there's also the other thing with the way of working. So it doesn't have to be like you have to play games. You can also, Decentraland, which is one of the largest metaverses that we have right now, the most developed one, I think it was in 21 or late 21 that you could actually be like a virtual with your avatar being employed at a casino, for example. We also see jobs where you use your avatars to go around Decentraland and show people like a tourist attraction.
Okay, so you are like a digital tour guide.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly. Yeah. But you're not gaming, you're just offering a service. And one of the other things that we see is the music industry and the artistic industry. They are very much active in there. So there's virtual concerts, there could be exhibitions and a lot of things like fashion shows and so on. So we see a lot of work in that because it takes a lot of people to actually plan it. A lot of people True. To make the fashion show or the concerts, but also to be able to actually make all the elements in the metaverse, like graphical elements, like the experience that the ones that are joining the concert are actually having as an experience. That takes works and jobs as well.
Makes sense. I was also thinking about what will work in the metaverse look like in the future. Is it still a lot of these more service-based, titles hosting the concerts and stuff like that, and or maybe playing the games? Or is it more these owning parts of the internet, which is called NFTs, I think? Or will it be the way we work remote now with more holograms and VR experiences and opportunities to travel and have meetings by a digital version of the Pacific Ocean, or what will it really look like in the future?
Well, that's a great question, and I wish I knew. I think that depending on our culture, depending on how old we are, and how much experience we already have in the metaverses or the gaming industries, and also depending on what company we are working for, that would differ. So some of the companies, as we've seen right now, have used COVID to actually go completely remote. Some of them are just remote was fine, but we're going back to the physical way of working. So we'll see also people choosing to be very much in the metaverse or not at all. So I think it depends very much. I don't think that everything will move into the metaverse. I think we shall see metaverses as an additional place to work for everyone in the future. So we've gotten used to actually having online meetings, right? So
yes.
That can also be nudged up in terms of taking all those emerging technologies as VR and such, and actually making it not sitting in front of a screen, just seeing the head of other people that were, but actually having a feeling of going into the room with all your colleagues or your collaborators around the world and having like the experience of actually sitting together. So the level of experience will take a whole new level, if you can say so, much like entering into a video game and not just seeing like one dimensional on the screen.
And then there was the part that I mentioned in the beginning of the question, owning parts of the internet, the NFT thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little stupid question, but as I have I've done a little research, and it's kind of like owning parts of video games or maybe a digital version of a Nike sneaker, and this is some kind of currency in the in this metaverse. Will this also be a way of earning money in the metaverse going forward, or what do you think?
Definitely, and I think that the NFT tokens, cryptocurrencies, and blockchain as such are elements that would be completely normal words in 5 years, because we're all of us are getting used to using it. So in terms of definition, so the Web3 that we're talking about right now with the metaverse is the next step of the internet that we see today. So the Web3 is built on blockchain, and blockchain has also currencies. So we have digital currencies that also goes on blockchains. That is the cryptocurrency that we usually talk about, like Bitcoin and Ethereum and such. So that's also owning a part of the internet when you invest in cryptocurrencies. When we're talking about NFTs, so NFTs are the unique digital tokens. And tokens are also based on a blockchain. But when they are NFTs, then they are unique. So when you say, for example, you can go in and you can buy a pair of sneakers as an NFT, that's to compare with the skins in the gaming industry.
Yes.
So, but in difference to the skins that you have in the gaming industries, those are unique. So you can, for example, you can buy them as unique, or you can actually co-create with the designer. That might also be a possibility. And then you own that sneaker. And then you can take like the secondhand industry that we see today, where pre-used clothes are sold. That would be the same here. So if the sneaker that you have made or you have bought from someone else is increased in value over time, then you can sell it, and then you can own a digital currency for those sneakers.
And just to wrap my head around it, you can't just right-click on these NFTs and copy it and then say, now you own it, or how does it work that you actually own this pair of sneakers digitally?
Yeah, so you get a digital token, but it's unique in its code.
Okay.
So in that sense, you cannot copy it. It's like going to a museum and taking a picture of a famous art thing.
Okay.
And you might own the picture that you took of the things, but you will never own the thing.
And what will be the positive side of working in the metaverse? Is it more flexibility, or can you maybe elaborate a bit on that?
Definitely some of the positive things that we have seen during COVID as well. So it's enabling companies to actually attract the competences that they need from all over the world. Because if it's common that everyone is not like moving or meeting up like every day, and everyone can meet up in a virtual office in the metaverse, then there's no graphical obstacles as to attract the most wanted competences from other parts of the world. So that's one of the things. The other thing is also that there is a lot of people that actually thrive by sitting at home or being in a virtual setting most of the time, and then they can tap in and out. So we see that as well, that we can actually get some better experiences out of people when we are looking into what are they introvert or are they extrovert. So that could also be a thing. There's also a lot of bad things.
Yeah, and I will definitely also ask about them. But I also read somewhere that that we maybe will be able to create this AI twin or the avatar that we talked about earlier on, that can handle tasks and meetings for us. And I was just wondering how that would be possible. I don't know if you have delved into that at some point as well.
Well, you can, in the future, train your avatar to make certain tasks. definitely. But I think that the tasks that we're talking about here, we also have systems to actually plan our calendar, right? So it's not that different. Maybe it sounds different because it's like AI put into avatars, so it feels more human.
Yeah.
But the things to actually plan calendars or take orders at a restaurant or hotels, we've seen it already. Is it going to be the normal way that every one of us has our personal secretary walking around and then we just leave the work to them? I don't think so.
Okay.
And I don't think, because then in that case, we would have seen those hotels we have seen in Japan where it's robots actually greeting you and they can respond to what you're saying. But I mean, it's still just fun. I think us human need this feeling of that it's actually a human interaction.
Yeah.
But definitely in the longer run, it might be difficult for us to actually, when we are in the metaverse, to see, is this an avatar with a real person behind it or is it not?
Yeah, and that could be one of the downsides,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
But I was also wondering with this AI twin, then it now you say that it will probably mostly be the mundane tasks that they can handle, like coordinating our calendars and stuff. So it probably won't be able to handle all of our work so we can avoid work completely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. But we also see right now that, speaking of jobs in the metaverse, that there are huge influencers in the metaverse that have millions of followers that are actually artificial influencers, meaning that they are a person or an avatar created with a certain personality, and then they are creating a show, and then they get followers. But in reality, the followers are following and like a robot.
And what else is maybe the downsides of this metaverse? I was also thinking about that we might lack this social aspect of being real in front of each other and having that in-person touch, so to speak.
Actually, the avatars are getting better and better. So if we were having a meeting and I were like laughing or winking or something, my avatar would do exactly the same.
Mm.
So my body language, you will see the body language. And I feel that here we have a difference in generations as well, because a lot of the population that have not been brought up with gaming a lot will find that this, oh, I need this social element of it. And the younger generations moving into our workspace very soon don't have the same, because they find that the forest and the elements, the gaming or other spaces that they have been into online are very much social. So that's where their friends are from, and they feel that they know the friends, even though they haven't got those very human-like avatars. So I don't know, maybe, but for sure, we're all social. So I think that we definitely need this feeling of knowing that the other avatar is real.
Mm.
And we only get that by meeting in person.
Yeah. And maybe also if the, I don't know, if the equipment get more advanced and we actually could feel each other as well, giving each other a hug or a handshake, maybe in the future it will also give a little extra to the metaverse of the social aspect as well.
And that's what the technologies are doing, and that's why we're seeing the metaverse is so popular to talk about, and we are having this conversation right now, is because that all the technologies are getting so good at imitating the things that we know as natural. So that's why we're moving so fast into the metaverse right now.
But isn't there also a danger of maybe that we get too absorbed in the metaverse, that we will work all the time and maybe get more stressed as well because we don't really take time off if also our activities outside of work also will exist in the metaverse as well? Or what do you think?
Definitely. I think that our brain will have to adapt. But I also think that we will develop spaces in the metaverse where you can go in, and we see some great companies developing that already, where you go in and then you get this meditational state in the metaverse, because they are showing you things that they know your brain sees as relaxing. So if you are living in middle of a big city, you rarely go like for a walk in the woods and you don't see like trees in the same sense. You don't go by the ocean if you live in the middle of the country and so things. But in the metaverse, you can actually have that. So you can go in and you can trick your brain. It might not be like the natural thing, that's for sure. But does your brain actually know that?
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see. It's very interesting, I think. What else do you think could be the dangers of working in the metaverse?
I think that the growing up of so many different metaverses gives us like a very diverse, that's both the good thing, but it's also a danger. So we can actually, if I spend 80% of my time in two or three metaverses and my best friend is using his time in three different metaverses, we might never meet. So we can actually like live together in the physical world, but never spend time together because of our time is in different metaverses.
Mm. Yeah. So we get more apart in the metaverse.
And that could make like a physical world that is, who cares about the physical world if everything that we do and we have a meaning about or an opinion or an ownership, for that matter of fact, if we talk about NFTs, is in the virtual world.
And what about the deskless workers? Will they also be working in the metaverse? Now we've talked, of course, about some in the service industry, but I was also thinking about like carpenters and construction workers. Will they have a role to play as well?
Well, we actually see right now that the architects, oh, that's also a desk, but they are actually having this metaverse unit right now where they're looking into how to build extraordinary in the metaverse. But for sure, you cannot like use your hands in the same way in the metaverse. So those people, if they want to build in the metaverse, they have to be more digital than they are today. But not everything is moving into the metaverse.
No.
I mean, operations and health issues is not like a metaverse thing.
No.
Not at all. It can only be like made in the physical world, right?
Yes. So it won't be everyone that will be working in the metaverse.
No.
All right. And when will we start working more in the metaverse?
Well, I think we've already started. I think huge metaverses are coming up. Decentraland for one of those. Sandbox is another one. Facebook changed their name to Meta.
Yes.
So and saying that they want to employ at least 1,000 people to develop their metaverse. So I think we're already way ahead of where we think we are.
So it's not like in 5 years will all of us working at our desks probably also working some part of our time in the metaverse, or maybe it's not until 10 years or...
I think between 5 and 10 years, we will see big companies. We see it already, especially in the fashion industry, going into the metaverse. So I think that more and more are moving that way, but not 100%. I think that the most great big companies right now are seeing it as another market. So, to go into.
Okay. So, it's just still in the exploring phase.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would say. And what about our salaries? I was also thinking about that in the future. Will that be in cryptocurrency? I don't know. Maybe you have an idea of that now, also working with cryptocurrency on an everyday basis.
Yeah. Well, there are people receiving their salaries in cryptocurrencies already. So that's not like a new thing. We see it very much in the sporting industries where big players are getting all their salaries in Bitcoin. But we also see that countries, we have El Salvador, where the dollar is equivalent to, you can use Bitcoin as a normal way of paying in El Salvador, and every citizen actually have a wallet with Bitcoin in it. So, and we see African countries where it's like up to 60% adoption already. So wow. No, it's not. There's a lot of people already using cryptocurrency as their way of actually earning money and getting paid.
All right. Okay. Interesting. What the future will look like and how we will work in the metaverse going forward. But thank you so much for joining us today, Karina, and sharing your insights.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Of course. My name is Sissel K. Nørgaard, and this episode was brought to you by Learning Bank, your next generation learning platform. Thanks for listening.